Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
It was Easter weekend in 1937 when Billy Graham accompanied his college dean, Reverend John Minder, on a trip north of Tampa to Palatka, Florida. Cecil Underwood greeted them and asked Minder if he would preach the upcoming weekend. Minder declined and volunteered Billy Graham, much to the 18-year-old's bewilderment. With knees knocking and four borrowed sermons to fall back on, Billy Graham delivered one after another in front of 40 or so parishioners. He concluded his first career sermon 8 minutes later. After the service was over, one of the men at the church came up to Billy and told him, "Boy, you better go back to school and get a lot more education because you're not going to make it." After prolonged wrestling with God, Billy eventually gave way to his calling to preach. If you have ever heard Billy Graham preach, you have witnessed a powerful, charismatic preacher. I once visited an older couple who were faithful supporters of my ministry. Howard told me something I will never forget. He said that once in a Sunday school class many years before, the teacher had asked for a show of hands of those who had come to Christ in Sunday school. Half the class raised their hands. Then he asked those who had been saved in Billy Graham crusades. The other half of the class raised their hands. This is not a scientific research sample, but if it's anywhere close to accurate, Billy Graham may have gotten as many people into the kingdom as the entire North American church.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.